Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We've heard this song so freaking long. Can we
Now it's Bob wanting to change the music.
See? Both of us. Bob.
I have submitted, because we received some music from some people.
Yeah.
I have submitted some of the music that I've received. We just got to make sure it's into the software. Because I don't know if I can just play it off my computer or not, if that would be allowed.
Can we do some Bruno Mars?
Right.
Ooh.
But the thing was, we were supposed to check on that 4 months ago limit.
I did check on it, and I'm waiting for approval.
That is an absolute sign Malzia. Of early onset Malzy disease. He checked on it 4 months ago and is waiting for approval, Bob.
How long does an approval take?
Perhaps he could have called back and tried to expedite the so-called approval. I feel horrible when he has a relapse, don't you?
Yeah. We need to call the doctor.
And now he's talking to somebody back there. All right, the schedule, it's out. Listen, this is a giant deal every year when this happens. And I can't stand it when people are like, oh, why even talk about the schedule now? Why make predictions now? Why do this now? Why do that now? Because we spend 800 days a year and 27 hours a day talking about the Steelers. These are their actual games, Bob, and there's only 17 of them. So I'm going to talk about all of them in great detail today. We all are. Limit says treats left and right regarding these games, the series history between the Steelers and some of these teams. And I'm going to kick it off with a couple questions, a six-pack of questions, if you will, for you and Limits regarding the Steelers' schedule. Thank you, Limits, for kicking that off the
You're
way
welcome.
You did. All right. A league official tells CBS Sports that the league doesn't know if Aaron Rodgers is coming to the Steelers. Doesn't know. Bob, I happen to think that the schedule reflects that, unless you can convince me otherwise.
Are you talking about having just 4 primetime games?
Yes, Mike North, the NFL's vice president of broadcast planning, told CBS, who was the writer? Jonathan Jones, very good at what he does. So he basically told him, listen, if we knew that Aaron was going there, for example, the Jets opener would have been a primetime game. So yes, I think that's an example right there. Plus, they only have 4 primetime games. Obviously, that could change. I get it. But I just think there are little clues starting with the opener. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe the league was not positive that Rodgers is coming here and that the schedule reflects that. Do you agree?
I agree. And that's the first thing I saw. I was very interested in finding out the primetime games. And when I saw 4, they normally have 5, sometimes more. It depends. Now, as you said, things can be flexed. They can change.
Sure.
But the first game, 1 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, which could be Aaron Rodgers' first step back into MetLife Stadium, going against a guy the Steelers made an offer to, but not good enough, and he chose to leave them head-to-head.
Yeah.
That to me, and I knew that they had a good shot of being the opener, but I thought it would be, a primetime kind of game right off the bat. They have how many on Monday night openers? They have two of them now, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought that would be an indication that the league knew that something was going on. But, you know, it's a 1 o'clock kickoff, and I'm glad it's on KDKA, so we'll have pre- and post-game on that one. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But I would have thought it would have been a primetime game, generally.
Limits, do you believe Mr. North from the league when he says, listen, we didn't make this schedule believing necessarily that Aaron Rodgers would be there? We don't know, just like anybody else. Do you believe that?
I don't. I don't think that the Jets would have been the first game if not. Now, I do understand that perspective, because if Rodgers is here, you would think that that's a Monday night football game or a Sunday night football game, one of those prime time type of matchups.
Yeah.
But I do think that the Packers at home, and I know Steelers-Packers is a really good game, it's been in prime time before, that also being Sunday night football and earlier on in the season in week 8, especially with how frugal Aaron Rodgers' body is now with injuries, having the Packers and Jets in the first half of the season, I think kind of makes them think at least they want to cover their behinds just in case that Aaron Rodgers does sign with the Steelers.
Limits disagrees, Bob. He says the league absolutely knows and thinks Aaron Rodgers will be here. Is that what you're saying,
well,
Limits?
Yeah, but if you listen to Art Rooney, he believes the same thing. At least he's hopeful of it. So, but I don't know that there's any clarity. I think Aaron Rodgers keeps this pretty much tight to the vest in his little dark space. And that's it. And probably the only person who knows is the cricket that's making a noise in that dark space when he's there all by himself for 4 days.
It's 4 nights of complete darkness.
Next, Limits, please. Six pack, open a beer. We're enjoying the schedule. Thank you, Limits. Warren Sharp, who's on top of this stuff all the time, Bob, talks about the Steelers schedule again being absolutely brutal down the stretch, says it's not even close that the Steelers have the toughest schedule down the stretch this year again. Now, it's not condensed like it was last year, obviously.
And there's no bye week later in the year either.
Right, but you've got the Bills, you've got the Lions, you've got the Ravens twice. Sharp says not even close to the rest of the league. I think he said in the last 10 games that I think 8 of those teams are predicted to have winning records. What make you of that, Bob?
I totally agree. And we said so last night on our show that we did on KDK Plus. And Arthur Motes tends to agree with that. He was our guest last night. I think when you look at it, the second half of the season is at the Chargers. The Chargers are going to be a good team to start this thing. Then you go to Cincinnati, a non-playoff team from last year, but it's Cincinnati, you know, and they beat
it's
you
Cincinnati,
here at
right.
Cincinnati. Chicago in Soldier Field. Chicago is up and coming, and many people believe they're going to be a playoff team. Then Buffalo. Then you have two of the last 5 games against Baltimore, and sandwiched in between is a trip to Detroit, and you got Miami, which is, who knows, and Cleveland. So I think it's very difficult. It's not 3 games in 12 days. It's not all the elite teams sandwiched all together with no break, but it's still daunting, I think.
Here's what Sharp Football said. And remember, Bob, when the schedule, we were getting the little clues yesterday, I wondered, I said, this is shaping up like last year. They better make hay early. Mm-hmm. And even if they do, it might not be enough. He says the Steelers have the NFL's easiest schedule from weeks 1 to 6. But he says at the end, this is the way Warren Sharp phrases it, for the second straight year, the Steelers closed the season with the absolute toughest schedule by a mile. He said it's not even close. They'll play one team in 10 weeks, expected to finish with 8 or fewer wins, and that's the Browns. He says the difficulty of their schedule, weeks 11 to 18, is, quote, insane. And then he has a chart that goes along with it that shows. Now, we obviously don't know. His is more based on projections for this year than how teams were last year. But obviously the two are related. What do you make of that, Limits?
I agree with you guys. Like, the Dolphins game at home, I think, will be the easiest of all that stretch. In Chicago, Caleb Williams, offensive coach, is not going to be easy. I don't think they're going to win the Buffalo game. Cleveland in December is always hard, regardless of how bad Cleveland might be. That is always
a game.
They
seem to stumble there every time they get there recently.
They lost to
Dorian
DTR.
Thompson. Yeah, DTR and Jameis Winston.
Yes, they've lost games in Cleveland. They've had no business losing. The Lions game right before Christmas, they might need a Christmas miracle to pull off that one. The Ravens game at the end of the year, we'll see, but there are some games at the very end of this schedule, Lions, Bills, that I'm penciling in as an L, just to begin with.
Yeah, man. So when you look at the first 6 weeks, on the other hand, he says...
Dan Orlovsky, by the way, on the first 6 weeks, says they could go 0-6.
And what? I think that's ridiculous.
It's insane.
He says, Sharp says it's the NFL's easiest schedule.
I don't think it's easy, but I think it's much more doable than the back part of it.
Well, he didn't say easiest, though. I mean, based on projections, you have the Jets.
The Jets are going to be a good team, I think. You don't think so?
No, I think the Steelers might lose the game, but it's all relative, Bob. Right. If you give me a choice to play all the 31 other teams, wouldn't the Jets be among your top eight picks?
I get it, but I think people think of the Jets as the Jets. They could be better. They got a good defense. Quentin Williams leads the way there. They have some playmakers on offense, and if Fields realizes his potential there at some point.
Right. No, I get it. But if you could pick your own schedule, you'd have the Jets on it, wouldn't you?
Yes.
So you have Jets, Seahawks, Patriots, Vikings, Browns, and Bengals. Those are your first six games. And by the way, the Bengals on that Thursday night really got screwed over. They play a late afternoon game the previous Sunday in Green Bay, Bob. The Steelers are at home. So that could be something to take advantage of. I say the Steelers need to go 4-2 at least in those first six to have a prayer this season, honestly.
It's very much like last year.
They Orlovsky got off to a great... said 0-6?
Yep.
Did you see you that? Can look limit? That
up. I did. Yeah, he did. He did say that.
I just don't know what he's thinking at that point.
Can you find that limits? What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know, but I mean, you have Seattle at home. It's a tough thing for them to go all the way across country. We've seen Seattle here before. On opening day.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's a
great
tough
opener
for the Steelers. And they have Sam Darnold, who knows what he's going to be. They think he's a $100 million quarterback, but we saw some ghosts that came out of nowhere, the ghost of Darnold's past.
Joe, thanks to Crowley, we have it. This is from ESPN.
What a wonderful man. You interrupted Bob.
I'm sorry,
that's
Bob.
That's okay.
Thank you, Crowley.
Schedule for the Steelers, and imagine that Mason Rudolph is the quarterback.
Yeah, and
do you feel like with what he's got around him, they would still do well there?
No. I think you're staring at 0-6 in the face.
0-6?
In the face.
Listen, I'm going to give away, I won't give away my exact record, but let's be honest here. There's going to be, like every Steelers season, massive ups and downs, wild entertainment, and we all know where this thing is headed. And I don't care if it's Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson, Aaron Rodgers, Duck Hodges,
Will Howard,
or Tom Brady in his prime, this thing is winding up somewhere near 8, 9, or 10 wins at the end. That's where we're headed. I don't exactly know how we're going to get there, Bob, but that's where we're headed. And I would suggest to the Steelers, if they want to keep the non-losing streak alive and make the playoffs again, they better go at least 4-2 in those first six.
Yeah, I think that's minimum. I think... You know, if they should go 5-1, it would be better. But the Minnesota game is intriguing because that's in Ireland. Everyone will be, you know, pro Steelers there, you think. But I don't know what to think of J.J. McCarthy. Week 4 of this season, he could still be trying to find his way. They have a very tough roster. They have a good roster on both sides of it. They're going to be a playoff team, but you could catch him at a good time early in the season.
I agree with that. And that brings me to my next little item, a limitless wonder. Thank you. Bob, our friend Benzie reported, and whenever I bring up Benzie, we all like to hear him off the top rope at the last news conference of the season, bringing up the fact that George Pickens, or at least the notion that George Pickens was late to the Christmas Day game. Do we have that limits?
Yeah, it's in here somewhere.
You put a lot of pressure on Austin.
Yeah,
you
should be
that.
Able to find that a lot quicker.
There
honestly,
is a lot of pressure you put on. He's like a maestro.
Forget it.
Back
the moment
there.
Has passed limits. Benzie says that 7 of the Steelers' opponents have either a new quarterback, a new coach, or both. I think that's a giant advantage, Bob.
You know, so do the Steelers.
That's true.
So
a new coach.
Not a new coach, but they have new people. I mean, I look at overall rosters when I try to do this, you know, see what teams are going to be like more than just the quarterback. I know that occupies a lot of our attention, but
But you just mentioned it in relative to early in the season. They're going to get J.J. McCarthy. They're going to get a new quarterback in Seattle.
But they also
are going to get Justin Fields.
That went
in his 14-3
with Sam Darnold as their quarterback, and nobody saw that coming. So that system and that team is
for
good.
Sure. But you just said it. If you're going to play some of these guys,
right,
get them early in the season before
that
they're adjusted.
With. But I think they're good enough as a team to overcome some of that. But we'll see.
By the way, 412-928-9370. You want to weigh in on any of this? Let's get to the division. That's the next question. Thank you, Limits. The first divisional game last year wasn't until week 11. By that point this year, the Steelers will have played both games against the Bengals and half of their division schedule.
Right.
The little quirk, I guess, if you want to call it that, is two of their last five games are against the Ravens, including a flex game to wind up the season. How do you like the divisional part of the schedule, Bob?
Well, I think it's better this way. You know, you have week 6, week 7, week 11, but then you have not just the two Ravens, but at Cleveland in between there. So you have three division games in the final 5 weeks, two on the road.
Right.
So, you know, that will make it very interesting. And like the NFL likes to do, and they're smart for doing this, a lot of this drama is going to carry itself all the way into the end of December, maybe the first week of January.
Yeah, and I actually like the fact that the last game, for the Steelers' sake, is again against the Ravens, because I can pick out at least three times in recent history where the Ravens play their JV team in the final game, right?
Yes.
You had the Kenny Pickett, Najee Harris
play. You think they'll be in the same boat this year?
And they could always be with that quarterback. They could always have things
wrapped up. And Derrick Henry still running hard.
Right. This time the Steelers will hold them to 298 yards rushing, Bob, instead of 299. You had the Kenny Pickett game. The throw to Najee was against the JV team. You had Mason Rudolph to Deontay Johnson to clinch a playoff game. JV team, you had the year that RG3 played. Remember that?
Yeah, that goes way back, but yes.
In Baltimore, that
another
was another.
Game.
So
yeah,
there's been several. The trip to Cleveland is always tricky, but as far as playing divisional opponents, yes, of course, I'd rather have it spread throughout the year than have it bunched into, you know, basically a month. That was a joke last year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A month and a half.
Yeah, but it was not a joke for other teams who had the same exact three games in 12 days in that division, and those teams did well. So,
yeah,
you know, I still think ultimately you've got to pass out all these tests. However you want to look at it, from the beginning to the middle to the end, whatever's out there. And the Steelers like to say the schedule is a schedule. We don't worry about the schedule. Well, then you can't complain about it afterwards either then. I don't think any team should. You just deal with it, do the best you can. But I do think not having a bye week later is not good. I think I understand why.
That's the next question,
early.
Bob. Limits, crack one. Bob jumped the gun.
I can't read your brain. It's impossible. It's so good in there. I can't figure out where I am.
Do we have Art Rooney on the bye week, Limits? That comes early this year, Bob. You know, I think it's a good thing to get it after a trip to Ireland. I do. Would I prefer
right, because
one
if you don't have one, you're going to have jet lag for
right.
3 days, and you're going to be, who knows, what the next game could be a loss.
Sure, I'd prefer one later in the season. But this sort of fits the general theme for me, is that while this is a brutal finish to the schedule, It's way better than last year. And I think relatively speaking, it's a pretty good schedule for the Steelers. You agree? Including the bye week.
I mean, again, the back half of it is tough. I would have preferred some of those games like Buffalo and Detroit maybe early in the year. Again, thinking that maybe it's easier to get them earlier. So as you get closer to playoff time, those guys are going to be primed to do their thing. And I think Buffalo's a dangerous team coming in here. It's a 425 game. We'll have it on KDKA. The Detroit game, we'll also have it 425. Those are teams that will be really going for either the top seed, because there's only one now, and that's the only bye you'll get.
So we're good on the bye week, though?
I mean, I'd rather have it later, but it is what it is, so you can't worry about it.
So if I gave you the choice,
I'd rather have it later.
Later bye week, or you have to play the week after.
Well, that's a risk.
Dublin.
That's a risk.
I'll take it the week after Dublin. How about you, Limits? You want to break the tie there?
I would rather have a later bye week as well, like right around week 10 or 11. This is what Art said on Steelers.com about the bye week.
You know, I've always preferred the bye week to be a little later in the season, but, you know, following that trip, it probably isn't a bad idea to have it then.
That makes sense, again, because you're coming back, and normally going that way, back this way, your body takes a couple of days to, and then the next week, I mean, if you bye, it could have been Cleveland. So you have a game in a division that you don't want to throw away necessarily. They went 3-3 against the division last year, 5-1 the year before. Those are key games you got to win if you can.
Yeah, although if we've learned nothing else, we've learned it ain't just about the division, because the Steelers have done pretty well overall there, but it's not like they're winning division titles, let alone playoff games. So I guess that comes to this question, Limits. Crack one, would you please? My God. I don't have a major complaint with this. Last year, I thought it was a joke. It was an absolute joke. And I realized that other teams had to go through it. You know what? It was a joke for them, too, to be playing whatever it was, 3 games in 11 days. It was just blatant disregard for people's health, people's bodies.
I still believe it's Hard Knocks related.
Might have been. But I do not have a major complaint with this schedule at all from the league that they were handed. How about
you? No, I don't either. I think it's spread out a little bit more than last year. Again, bye weeks are always going to be questioned. Whether it's good to have it early or later, who do you prefer? What do you think? The bottom line is they got the schedule. We knew the teams were, and it's just a matter of how they were going to be sprinkled throughout this season. So it's not as bad as last year, at least on paper, but it is still difficult as the year gets on.
Next question. Bob, we have two events, the 50th anniversary of the terrible towel, and also in the Green Bay game, we're going to get a look at some new throwback uniforms.
Yeah.
You like that?
I do, and they're new, and I think they're more contemporary.
Have you seen them?
No, but I think they're more contemporary. Which is interesting. Should be, anyway.
How about the history of the terrible towel? Is that incredible
or
what?
It is incredible.
That Myron Cope invented that and what it's become?
And he tells a story that he was told he has to come up with something, you know, because they needed something to generate, and he didn't know what to do. So, towel waving and calling it terrible towel. And I remember him telling me once, did they agree with the name terrible? No, not at first. And it has a whole history there, so. Yeah, but it's amazing what it's become and how many fan bases now have tried to do their own version of it.
It's one of the great traditions in American sports history.
And you can't disrespect that towel, too, when you see TJ Houshmandzadas of the world do it and others.
Yeah,
sooner or later, that comes back to haunt them in some way, you know?
It sure does. And it's become one of the most identifiable traditions to a given team in all of sports history. And think of where... There's a terrible towel, I think, on the top of Mount Everest, Bob.
Yeah.
They're
absolutely.
Everywhere.
Well, now the
everywhere
Dublin,
in
there's
the
a
world.
Dublin green package you can get. All these new ones that are green with the Steeler logo, the Irish logo, all this stuff on it. So
there was somebody that was waving a terrible towel when they unveiled the new Pope. Someone in the stands had a terrible towel.
That's all
towel.
You need to
That's
know.
That's all you need to know. Yep.
Which game would you pick for the terrible towel celebration, O Limitless Wonder?
Ooh, that's a wonderful question.
Isn't it, Bob?
To me, it would have to be...
Baltimore?
The last game of the year? Well, I don't think they want to do that the last game of the year. So I would agree with that, but I think it has to be a division game. Maybe Cincinnati on November 16th.
Yeah, week 11. They can have TJ Houshmandzadeh wiping
his
feet.
They could do a video
with
TJ.
Who was the opponent when they broke out the terrible towel? Who was it?
I'm going to say the Houston Oilers.
You might be right about that. I think you're right. It should be. It was against the Baltimore Colts.
Okay.
1975 playoff game, December 27th. So maybe the Indianapolis Colts, Bob. How would you like that?
I wouldn't have.
Wait,
to
is
say
that a home game? Yeah, it's a home game,
but I wouldn't want that there. I'd want that.
Why?
Because I want a division game.
I want the game that isn't it the same franchise? No, it's not. That was the Browns.
It's a different franchise.
Yeah, forget I even said it then.
Has the same name.
Then go with the Browns. How about that, Bob?
Yeah, I think anytime you can throw it in, well, Cincinnati, I said, because of Houshmandzadeh. I would throw
limits,
that video.
Do you have a preference?
I would like to see it be that Cincinnati game, yeah. Also, it's later on in the year. I'd like to see it, a little bit of a build-up towards it, towards the middle or late of the year.
The question will be,
six.
Who's going to do the terrible tile twirl prior to that game?
You.
No.
I think.
No. They're going to shoot. They have big names for this, I'm sure, coming in. Big, big names.
Lynn Swan will do it.
Joe Green.
Joe Green would be my choice.
Or Byron Cope's daughter, Elizabeth Cope, would be
Elizabeth
a great
Cope,
choice.
We just gave an award in her name at Point Park University. Very nice lady. And so, yeah, it'll be more than one person. It'll be a gang of them, I'm sure. So
that'll be great.
Yeah.
I think you should be involved, honestly, Bob, in that. What did you think of the preseason schedule for you? Where are you going?
Well, Jacksonville to start. We've done that before. The only good thing about that is there's a possibility to play TPC Sawgrass, Joe. You would like that.
Can I go on that trip with you, Bob?
Can I go too, Bob? Can we be your spotters?
I'll go in your luggage.
Can we be your statisticians?
You can be.
I'll be your
spotter.
As long
as I get approval for this and someone's got to pay the freight, so I can't guarantee
that.
What
if I met you in Jacksonville the day before and we played?
Well, that could be good. You know how much it costs there, by the way? $900 per round. It's second only to Shadow Creek in Vegas.
So you're a treat and I'll play.
Oh, okay. That's how it goes, huh? See?
No, I would play there, Bob. I'll fly down and meet you and Charlie Batch. Is he doing the games with you?
Yes. So Jacksonville to start, you know, that's a hot place to go. They got the swimming pool. I never liked that place. But Tampa Bay will be the only home game, and that'll be on the 16th.
Yeah.
And then at Carolina, which I didn't think they'd do that again, but it's 5 days later, Carolina Panthers.
And you're excited
about
that. But
I always, what I say about preseason is that we get big ratings on that, and I think people want to see certain aspects of their roster in play.
For sure.
There are so many things. Remember last year when Russell Wilson got into the game, he was dealing with an injury, but he still got in a little bit, and then it's Justin Fields. I mean, there's always something to watch.
This year, as much as any. I mean, with the quarterback situation, right. Will Howard gets into the game, people are going to lose their minds.
Right.
Jack Sawyer gets into the game. The whole stadium's going to go crazy.
I think he's going to have like a preseason to remember. Like he's going to do things in the preseason that'll make people call for him to get in a lot more during the regular season.
Next question, Bob. No holiday games. You happy or sad?
I love it. I love it. I know
so
people
does Art.
Like
Sounds
those
like
things.
Art likes the no holiday games, too.
Those days are special to me and family. I'm sure everyone out there has a different opinion about this. But you know what I mean? Those are days that I love to just not go out of the house necessarily.
Yeah.
Stay there, bring people over, have fun, watch games.
Yeah.
But I had to work last year on that. It was a 12-hour day on Christmas Day, and I'm sure a lot of other people fell in. That's just not my idea of Christmas.
Plus, you can test out your Nutcracker bomb. Did you know Bob has one of those in his house limits?
I did hear
it.
We went
over that last year
at
holiday time?
Yep. Yes.
We also sang Mulsey the Snowman, didn't we, Bob?
We did. And I had a very interesting solo part of it.
Just one of the great solos in fan history.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare bring that up again.
He just put it on a tee.
Let's think ahead to December, Bob. All the big games we're going to have this year. There's only 17 of them on the schedule. The Buffalo Bills are coming to town. Little Josh Allen action.
I can't believe you're going to do this
life one day.
Here it is, Bob.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head,
Mulsey danced around. Incredible, Bob.
Mulsey the Snowman.
Yeah, it was good. That's enough.
That was one take, too. We did it all with one take.
Yeah, it was. It's like Bob Dylan when he cut blood on the tracks, Bob, in New York City. One take on every song.
I think that Joe always cuts that short, Bob, because he's upset about how it ended. He doesn't want to hear
Still,
the George McPhee ending instead of nine straight threes.
George McPhee.
Dan Miller
George
here.
George McPhee.
Dan Miller here hits us up on Twitter, says, the terrible towel curse is not true because last year Philadelphia Eagles stepped on the towel and they won the Super Bowl. Is that true? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Who stepped on that?
I mean, I'm sure there's been times when people have done things to the towel.
Come on, Dan. We're trying to celebrate
you
know, what's become a big tradition. That's all.
But it has haunted some teams. You can ask TJ Ushmanzada about that.
I just don't
or
know
Lendale
why.
Or White.
I would never, as a player, want to do something like that and then, you know, later find out I did something that maybe triggered something else and hurt our own team. There's
the football
no reason
gods.
To do it.
Yes. Yeah. Bob, we're going to go through every single game. We're going to give our prediction. We're going to talk a little series history with these teams. It's very hard to make predictions right now. I get it, because the Steelers, well, they don't have a quarterback limits, at least not a declared starter. But I don't agree with Benzie on this, that it's foolhardy to go through the schedule now. I think it's fun. Maybe it is foolhardy, but it's also fun. And we're going to do it, starting with the Justin Fields Bowl in game one. And we're going to start that next, aren't we, Limits?
Yes, we are. Lots of treats are prepared, Joe.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob, we're going to do a blind test where we pick each game individually, and then we're going to just add them up at the end. You're not going to keep a cumulative total. You're not going to know what record you're picking. You're just going to pick each game individually, assuming Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. And therefore, we'll come to our season predictions for the Steelers, okay?
Okay, but this is May. I may have a different opinion in July.
We all will, Bob. Okay. And we may have a different one if, let's say, I don't know, TJ Watt gets hurt. We probably have a different prediction. But it's all in good fun.
Okay, Joe.
And you're just the man I want to engage in it with. Limits, do you feel the same way about Bob?
I do. I hope that we can all be a nice, happy family partaking in this event.
Fan Hotline.
We need food and beverage to make that happen.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for 50 years.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.